of serving as some kind of bargaining chip.
The governor can wait nearly 2 months to take action on the remaining budget legislation. He's delayed closure of any state parks or historic sites until late November after the fall legislative session. I'm Sean Crawford.
Champaign City Council members say the two-year freeze on the township supervisor's salary that they approved last night is not meant as a slight. Instead, backers say it's needed to help sell a 2% township, or rather a 2-cent township tax hike on the November ballot. The tax increase, if approved, would pay for increased general assistance for the poor. Councilman Tom Bruno says other township expenses, including salary, need to stay low to show voters they're serious.
It's so important that we pass the township referendum next month that we wanted to send the message that even at the township we're going to do some belt tightening, because what's really most important is that we take care of the poorest of the poor. That's what the township budget needs to go for.
But council members did not discuss or explain the pay structure before voting on it last night. And City of Champaign Township Supervisor Linda Abernathy says it appeared to her that the vote was meant to show the council's low opinion of the township and the general assistance program for the poor. She went on to say there was a racist undertone to the council's approach to her and the township general assistance program. Abernathy is Champaign's first African-American township supervisor. Outside of the two-year pay freeze for the supervisor, raises for that position and the township assessor will be capped at 2% a year for 4 years. The supervisor's pay freeze means that position will now be paid less than the assessor. A new company is planning to compete against Ameren in Illinois. New Illinois Cooperative Energy, or NICE, hopes to sign up thousands of homes and businesses now being served by St. Louis-based Ameren and provide them with power by early next year. The new group is led by the Southwestern Electric Cooperative in southern Illinois, and there's no promise that the energy rates would be lower than Ameren's. Officials with NICE say it needs at least 7,000 Ameren customers to switch over before it can begin supplying power. Because it's a nonprofit, NICE won't be running ads or doing much expensive promotional work. Ameren spokesman Lee Morris says his company welcomes the competition. Some grade schools in Champaign-Urbana could soon see a lot more of their students forego at least part of the morning bus ride. About 2,000 kids from 12 schools took part in International Walk to School Day this morning. It's aimed at promoting fitness and pedestrian safety. The students were accompanied by parents, teachers, police, and area officials. But some of those parents could be recruited on a more regular basis. Rose Hudson is the local event co-chair.
The schools are really starting to take some ownership of it by, you know, really, you know, taking the day and incorporating more of their students by having the bus students drop off, you know, a block or two from school and feel like they're more of a part of it. We get more parents that actually will get out there and walk or bike with their kids in the morning.
A $25,000 federal Safe Routes to School grant pays for not only today's events, but a bike rodeo, which encourages the wearing of helmets and other safety practices, and a billboard campaign to remind motorists of proper rules to follow when driving through school zones. It's 4:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. It's a fact. Small business firms are twice as innovative as larger firms. Commerce Bank is celebrating all the big thinking small business does for our community during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
And now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's 68 degrees on Friends Plaza. That's the same temperature recorded at Willard Airport at the top of the hour. We have a very pleasant dew point down to 45 degrees and a sunny sky with a west wind at 13 miles per hour. Now, Indiana still has a lot of cloud cover, except when you get into the Wabash River Valley down around Terre Haute. They are reporting a mostly sunny sky, and Terre Haute is actually the hot spot in Indiana with a thermometer reading of 69 degrees. But many locations across central and southern Illinois are in the low 70s, including Lincoln, Danville, and Paris at 70, and Rantoul up to 72 degrees. The warmest temperature was Alton at 75 degrees. And again, Terre Haute at 69 was the warmest location in Indiana. But many locations across northern and eastern Indiana remain in the mid to upper 50s with plenty of cloud cover. That does appear to be clearing off and will continue to clear off through the overnight and across the two-state area tonight. Mostly clear skies and cooler temperatures are expected. Across mainly central and southern sections, patchy fog will form overnight. It will be a little bit less dense in northern sections. And lows tonight will range from 43 in northwestern Illinois to 53 in southeastern Indiana. Tomorrow, Thursday, looks to be just a great day. Mostly sunny after the morning fog burns off. High temperatures tomorrow will range from around 70 degrees in the far north all the way up to 78 degrees in the far south. Again, right now we have temperatures between 55 degrees at Warsaw, Indiana, up to 75 at Alton in southwestern Illinois, 68 degrees on Friends Plaza at 435. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange today, and so began the latest face-off between buyers and sellers. And to extend that hockey metaphor, it was a day with a lot of end-to-end play. The Dow veered back and forth between positive and negative territory. For a sense of what was going on at the New York Stock Exchange, I checked in throughout the day with trader Ted Weisberg. He's president of Seaport Securities. Ted Weisberg.